Royalty Empire Energy Drinks. Pick up a case.
There's a lion inside of you.
You already know what it is, man. CEO Lucci Hawkman with the Royalty Thoughts Morning Show. You already know the podcast. We popping. I already got my special co-host guest, man. I'm going to go ahead and let him introduce himself, man, because he love doing what he do, and he going to do what he do anyway. Yeah.
You know it. It's got my hustle up, Tuck, a.k.a. Ronnie Brown, man. I appreciate you for bringing me in here again. We're doing something a little different. If you want to see what's going on right now, you can log on to Facebook, man. We're going live with it. We're going to try to get these visuals together. So I appreciate you just bringing me in.
For sure, for sure, for sure. And everybody that's on Facebook, if y'all don't know what we got going on, we also recording live here on our podcast. We definitely going to have the link up on all the Facebook groups and social media sites where y'all can tune back in and listen to this podcast and listen to all the other podcasts that we did record, so you can, you know, plug in, you know what I'm saying, and see what we got going on. But shit, how you doing, man? How was your night, man?
Man, my night kind of ended early. I got some disturbing texts, you know, baby mama type situations. I don't want to get too much into that right now. We are going to get into that later on in some different podcasts. But so I kind of just called it a night early and then woke up early. You see what I'm saying? Like six. You know, I usually do my yoga.
Yoga.
No meat. I'm down like 15 pounds.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's
so
good.
I'm feeling better.
That's good.
But, man, I go to warm the car up. Walk out in the hallway. I'm in an apartment building, right? Man, it's piss on the steps, man. Like, piss.
What the fuck?
So I damn near stepped in and I'm looking. I'm like, oh, hell nah, that's piss. I look to my side. It's a nigga over here. He ain't pissing. He laying down.
Oh, wow.
In the hallway. I push it, you not. In the hallway. So I'm like, nigga, get up. I don't know who he is. I'm like, did you do this? He like, nah, he did this. I look upstairs. It's another motherfucker. It's another motherfucker upstairs. I'm like, hell nah. I'm like, you niggas gotta go. Then I'm like, I'm thinking like, nah, hell no, y'all gotta get this piss up. I'm like, man, you this your piss? He like, nah, it's his. He point to another motherfucker. I go down the hall, man. It's 3-4 motherfuckers. I guess
wow.
They do this shit every night. You
feel
me? They in the hall, so I find out who pissed. I make the nigga clean it up. Like, yeah, bro, you about to hold on. Let me get you some bleach. You feel me? Let me get you some spray. All of y'all niggas. Niggas about to get this shit together and get the fuck out of here, man. You feel me?
Yeah, man.
So I couldn't believe that was the way that I woke up this morning. I woke up to some piss, not some shit.
Crazy, man.
But I still feel great, man. You know what I'm saying? I feel great because they were respectful enough to clean that shit up. He tried to take off running at first. Tried to take off running, and then I didn't even grab him or nothing. It was just a warning, like, hey, man, don't run.
Right, it's your
mess.
Right,
yeah,
right,
you got to get your mess, man. So he got it up, man, and I don't know what the fuck going on, but I got with the owner and said, man, look, you need to hire me.
Right.
You hear me? You
for
need
real.
To hire me because I ain't tolerating this shit around. I got kids, you know.
Yeah.
But shit, now I'm ready for what we going into four.
Yeah, you talking about Premier side.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for the people that don't know, is we have the movie that's out. It's called Got My Hustle Up. It's written by Jason DBKS. We got some great twists that's in this movie, great cast that's in the movie, and right now we're on the fourth premiere.
Yeah,
and if you missed the official premiere, that what was that?
The red carpet premiere.
Oh my god!
On Halloween, yeah.
Let me give you a soundbite on that. Ooh. Hold on, wait. Let's go soundbite.
Royalty Empire Energy Drinks. Pick up a case.
There's a lion inside of you.
The red carpet premiere was, I mean, this was
what it was called.
What day was it?
It was Halloween, 10/31. You know, we wasn't doing any satanic worshiping on Halloween. So we decided that we was going to go ahead and we was going to salute each other for putting together that project that we did. And everybody came out dressed, impressed, well-dressed. Man, you know what I'm saying? Good, the city looked wonderful. And then it was peaceful. And it was friendly environment. Yeah, people was taking pictures. You know what I'm saying? Out-of-towners came out to visit. It was really nice, man. It was well put together, man.
Real nice. Definitely real nice. Real, and you know what? And, you know, to be in the city of Dayton, Ohio, man. I mean, I'm talking about to see the culture come out. And that's what I... And that, to piggyback off the live I was doing yesterday, I was talking about the culture that's... It's here. It's just got to be re-watered and re-nurtured and, you know, and trimmed the right way. And like I said, the premiere was a showing of the culture that's actually here in this city.
The teamwork. Man. The teamwork and the networking. Shout out Quinn Brown, man.
Nice.
Big bro, man. He gave me the game. He, you know what I'm saying? He said, he told me a long time ago, he said, shake a hand. Gain a fan. And that's something that I always remember, like when you out there and you networking, especially in places like that in the premiere, and you got all of these different people that's coming out and they in their best dress and they feeling like millionaires, man. Man, don't be afraid to shake a hand. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody's hand, everybody's shit getting shook, and everybody is gaining fans. So if we all gain one fan and it's 1,200 people in that motherfucker, everybody got 1,200 fans.
Exactly.
That's how that worked.
Exactly. Exactly. And like we said, we're at the fourth premiere. We're on the Got My Hustle Up movie tour. And
global. They keep asking, like, when the DVD coming out? When the DVD
ain't
coming
no
out?
DVDs.
No DVDs.
We're not doing that. Let me ask you something. When Training Day came out, like, was you up Denzel's ass saying, hey, Denzel, when is the DVD? You know, you went back and back and back and seen that shit. You know what I mean?
Period.
And that's any movie. You know
what I'm saying? That's what it's for. You see what I'm saying? We independent. It's an independent film. Yeah. Dayton, Ohio, man. The whole city. It's a gumbo of sauce. Man. A different motherfuckers. And all of their styles. All of their swags. Swavers.
Yes,
and another quote. And another quote. A Dr. Phil. He says swaver. That's swag and flavor.
Right,
meshed together. That's Dayton, Ohio. That's a term. Put that motherfucker in the Webster. Swaver come from Dayton, Ohio. So I'm saying all that to say, like, man, when you put all that together into a movie, and a 2 hour and what 19 minute movie, like, we ain't in no hurry to give you this game.
This movie is on a length of Django, you know. This is one of those movies you can put in your collection. You can put next to your bellies, next to your Fridays, next to your paid in fulls, next to your shit, whatever. This is up there. These are,
man. And speaking of which, I remember in the last podcast we did, we had spoke on some of the people that was in the movie. I kind of want to, like, pick up there if we can.
Okay. Now, you know, what touched me was when he brought Quentin Brown in from the penitentiary side.
I'm glad that
you said
that.
Let me tell you, because, you know, because I was actually locked up in the county doing a 90-day bid.
Oh, wow.
With Quentin. And, you know, that's my guy. And he was the only person in there with, I think he had phone posits on. I said, what? He said, now listen. He said, you know I'm going to do me. I'm in this motherfucker on my Rachel Ray shit. I'm in here making big. I said, this is my nigga.
Phone posits.
Everybody's in there in flip-flops and toes freezing. He got Nike socks, Nike phone posits. So when I seen him on the big screen, I said, oh, I already know how he living. He good.
Yeah.
This is him. Yeah. He gonna be good anywhere, you know? And Go ahead, piggyback off that.
Well, I'm just saying that that does not surprise me. Yeah. I actually would be surprised to see him.
Give him one, man. Fuck that. Give him one. Hey, that's my dog.
I actually would be surprised to see him in flip-flops in there. That would be surprising because he's always, always had a nice shoe. Our whole life. Let's just say that, man. I don't even want to get into anything else. I mean, that's my biological brother. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shout out to him.
For sure.
You know, he always had a nice shoe on, man.
Yeah.
I mean, we used to be little. He was waiting on a nice shoe.
Yeah.
So I can't do nothing but commend him on that. He for got sure. a... He said in one of his verses, you know he rap. He said, He said the attic is like Macy's, the closet is Nighttown. That's his words, man. Them ain't man. So know, shout out to him, man. And I'm definitely glad because a lot of people think that that was not a serious role. It was more serious than you can imagine.
Oh yeah, because you know, it transparent right into Juicy. You know, this my girl. Like I'm talking about me and her was riding heavy every fucking day. Like you know,
and Flo.
Yeah.
So don't leave that out. Yeah, so like, and what Flo, people man. Don't really understand is that all three of those people were incarcerated when we were shooting the movie. Mm. And so the communication that Jason kept with those people.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? He made sure that he put, because everybody got family members that's incarcerated.
Right.
So
right.
you know Remember what I mean? Them all, man. And everybody don't have loved ones out there that remember them. So you know right. that's so great that he brought that into the film, because we do love our loved ones.
Right,
and I'm
right,
just blessed right. that my brother didn't miss out on the movie from being incarcerated. Juicy didn't miss out.
Yeah.
Flo didn't miss out. And then G Field, which is, you know, Quinn Brown's yeah. G Field. G Field's out.
Flo's out. Right.
Now all we doing is waiting on Juicy.
Juice Box, yeah.
And she said in the movie, she said, "You're gonna feel it when I touch down." Ooh. Yeah, yes. You're gonna feel it. You're gonna feel it, man. You're gonna feel it. So you know, I'm just I'm blessed to be a part of something so historical.
Mm-hmm.
This is historical, and people don't know it yet.
Right.
You know what
I
mean? Like, you come from a big place.
Yeah. New Orleans. Shouts out to N.O., man. Shouts out to everybody.
You know, you come from a entertainment home.
Yeah. It's a lot down there. You know, you grow up... you know, into some type of entertainment. Like, the whole city is entertainment. Like, I had somebody inbox me yesterday, was saying like, "Hey, I didn't know you was from New Orleans." You know, they always say it like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where are some good places I can go? I was like, "Hey, the whole fucking city's a nightclub." You know what I mean?
Right.
It don't sleep. It's like New York. It don't sleep. You know, and you know, but to have that. You know, that extra background, you know, I grew up in a multicultural fucking town, you know, and to bring that swaver here to the city, to add this to this gumbo pot is definitely big, you know what I mean? And like I said, I'm thankful to be attached to this Got My Hustle Up movie, you know what I'm saying? And, to get back to characters, you know, like, I believe, you know, once I heard, you know, because the movie is based on true events, and once I heard about my character that he wanted me to play, I definitely, you know, try to project that to the max, you know what I'm saying, and give him that, you know, that A1 character that he
You've done that, too. You've definitely done that. Let me speak on that, because in the movie, like, you have, you're in a lot of scenes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? So you had a major role and an important role. And like you're a little evil little guy too. You're evil. You're mischievous.
Fucked up.
You got a couple of like short, powerful lines. Mm-hmm. Like you say, like little sentences and get big reactions sometimes.
Yeah. You know, can you explain that a little bit? Let me explain that. You know, and it's all, I tell Lady Hawkins about that all the time. It's all about words are fucking powerful. You know what I mean? And like I say, this, you can hit them with something short, like, the average millionaire has a 7-stream income.
Right.
You know, like 7 streams, and that doesn't mean you have 7 jobs where you're going clock in. You have 7 different individual things that's paying you. You know, like you might own a piece of property that's paying you some type of residual income. And for the people that doesn't know what residual income is, it's money that continually lead to pay you while you're asleep.
That's great money.
You know what I mean? And it's legal and it's coming in, you know. So but I was just telling you about words, you know, the choice of words that impacted in this movie got my hustle up, you know. It's funny and it's like, you know, it's like it's humorous and it's like, damn, motherfucker said that, like, you know. But you gotta see the movie to really like see what the actions was behind those words. Like I said, we're gonna go ahead and give him one.
World Empire Energy Drinks.
Gonna fucking
pick
give
up
him one.
Case.
Go ahead and give him one, man.
For everybody that's watching on live, I just want y'all to know, man. We got this podcast. We going viral with, man, and we speaking about Got My Hustle Up, the movie,
sure.
Royalty Empire Energy Drinks, you know what I'm saying, and the whole collective Dayton cast,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying, not
big
just
cast.
The ones outside. We're not shining too much light on the outside characters. We want to speak on Dayton, man. We got to bring a little bit more information to the people that don't know about Dayton.
Yeah.
So that's what we doing. And so, and with that, I think we would probably want to go into,
you know, before you go there, you know, with the city of Dayton and, you know, what I look at on the social media and online, I hear a lot of people talking, I hate Dayton. Dayton is bad. And, you know, like down in your city, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what we got to do is change the mindset of the Daytonians, and you can't wait for your mayor Whaley, you know, to fucking her, yeah.
Oh,
right, to try to do something. Damn. For y'all. So like what we're doing with this Got My Hustle Up in Royalty Empire is we're setting platforms for the city. You know, it's just like, we're the new GM. You know what I mean? And like I said, with this movie business, we're going to employ and drive traffic to local businesses and also,
stimulate the economy. Stimulate the economy.
I like that.
Because you ain't sold that much popcorn.
Oh, wow.
In your theaters.
Hold on. Not even let's talk about the women going out to get their hair done for the premiere, the dresses, the makeup. Like, these stores haven't even had this much traffic. We gave y'all pre-Black Friday sales.
We did.
For the Halloween.
We did.
That's
we did.
Big.
We
That's
definitely
big.
Did. Like,
let's give Jason one more on that, too, man. That's
World
big.
World Empire Energy Drinks.
Let's give him one.
Pick
on
up a case.
What's up? There's
a lot of
And the economy. The economy,
man, we stimulating it. Look, man, you know, the barbers is making more money. You see what I'm saying? They lining up more faces.
I gotta see them too.
Yeah, they doing that, man. T-shirt King's making all the money.
Man, make sure y'all go down to T-shirt King. I like his character in the movie also.
How did he do that? Hold on, let me say this. Shout out Smith, man.
Go for your mouth, baby.
Go for your mouth, T-shirt King's, man. He's the basketball coach. It's just
oh
like,
my God.
He got seven streams. No,
Believe that, man.
He got seven streams. So what we gonna do? Hold me down. I'm about to, because for some reason our video is going slow. I kind of want to fix that for the viewers.
Okay.
And find out what's going on. So I'm in that and come back on. But we still in here with y'all.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still talking about Smed. Because on the movie, what he ended up doing was, in real life, he's a real good guy.
Oh, yeah. He's a nice guy.
I'm talking about great guy. He'll help you. He promotes positivity.
All the time.
He's a team player. You know what I'm saying? He's very sacrificial, and he's humble. He's very humble,
man.
So, you know, he's a king.
Yeah, true.
Not just a t-shirt king.
Yes. And I actually got a chance to work under him for about, I think that was about 3 to 4 months. They had a little radio station called Hankin Radio, wehankin.com or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And to work under him and Rob Hood,
shout out Rob Hood.
Yeah, shout out to Rob Hood, man. And they was kind of like stationed on Main Street at the Gold for Your Mouth.
Okay.
And to see him run, how he run his business, man, he's doing T-shirts. He's doing goals. We had the radio station upstairs. He's still doing all that. But I like how he's employing the young entrepreneurs, because I actually got a chance to walk in there. I got some shirts made for a couple events that we had. Shouts out to T-ShirtKings247.com. And I got some T-shirts, man. To see those young guys working those machines that he, you know, wow, man, it's beautiful, man. It's definitely beautiful, man. You know, and to see him in a movie, got my hustle up, is definitely something that's big. You know what I mean? And I like how his part is with Jason and Bupac. You know what I mean? What you think about that?
I like the way that he has that was the point I was gonna make. Like, he's so humble in real life. And on screen, he's not more so like that. I like the way that he can play a character that you would never seen if you didn't go see this movie. You see what I'm saying?
Hey.
That's what I like about it. Because every time I watch it, and then I come out and I see him, I'm like, boy, you the bad guy.
right. He like a bad guy, too, in the movie, too.
He's kind of mean and gangster in the movie. I just like that because he don't come off like that in real life. He come off like Russell Simmons, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Laid back and just, you know what I'm saying, like a mentor.
I mean, I like what he doing with the coaching with those young kids, man. Mm-hmm.
They got a million championships.
Yeah, they got a million championships. I don't know what league that is, but you know what? I think I'm gonna sit down and talk with him. I don't think I want to go ahead and sponsor their team. Let me get him one right there for the Kings.
Brought to you by Energy Drinks. Pick up a case.
There's a lion inside of you.
Shouts out to Smed again. Like I said, I like what you're doing with those young guys, man. You're building confidence in those little kids, and it's definitely gonna work out. But the Got My Hustle Up movie, we're at the Danbury Theaters tonight. Mm-hmm. DM 7 us
p.m.
7 p.m. You know, DM about the tickets. We want you to share this podcast and tag, and you know, and like I said, we're going to continue to grow with this, you know what I mean? So
yeah, and I'd just like to chime in and just say again that, man, when you have something independent and fresh and new as this is, that if you have any chance possible to be a part of it, it's a lucrative move for you, yourself. So that's something that a lot of people should keep in mind if you're in the early stages of the whole takeover as we are. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because you're going to be going back and you're going to be listening to this same podcast a year from now and saying to yourself, like, damn.
That's what they was doing?
Let me tell y'all a story about Wayne that happened to me. True story, man. I was in Louisville, Kentucky on 23rd in Kentucky. This is the streets. 23rd Street in Kentucky. They meet.
Okay. Shout out to Kentucky.
Victory Park, man. They know what it is. VPC. But anyway, it's LeVan pull up, and they had Wayne, BG,
yeah,
Turk, and Juvie.
Shout out to High Boy Turk, man. He just shouted me out, too.
Yeah, they was okay. All on the what's the name.
Nice.
Man, these niggas hop out shooting dice. We shoot dice, they shoot dice, they winning, we winning, you feel me? They rappers. We don't really pay them no attention. You feel me? They was pretty cool. Mind you, it's Crips. VPC, it's all Crips.
Crips, okay.
Mm-hmm. At the time, they was Crips too. Yeah, yeah, it's a true story, man. And then, the whole thing in a nutshell is, man, you never know who you gonna be around, you know what I'm saying, on their way to greatness. You see what I'm saying? I would have never thought that I would have been shooting dice with them four people. And I never would have thought that they would have been bloods, but you know, the industry is a motherfucker, man.
Man.
You hear me?
Man.
Because just a little fun fact for the listeners, man, if you go check out the Big Timers CD, they had talked about it. They talked about being in Louisville on 23rd Street. Just do your research, man, and you're going to know, man, they ain't been around for a long time. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of sauce. And this movie pretty much tells you that everybody fucks with us, man. Don't get it twisted. Everybody fucks with us. I'm going to tell y'all another fun fact, man. Got My Hustle Up was established in 2011.
Yeah.
So, I remember when it first started. He did a song with Flip. I don't know.
Lil Flip and
C-Ray.
Yeah.
And he came out with the shirts. And that was at the time that Coach Chronic had the I Ain't Got It.
I remember that.
Shout out to him.
Shout out to Coach Chronic.
Yeah, man.
You know, I did a little video work with Coach Chronic before. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So he was doing it then. And that was 7-8 years ago. Wow. And he was working on the movie prior to that.
And you know what? I'm me and Jason actually got a couple films together. We actually got a finished product that he's been holding. It's like a younger me. I got a little major role in that movie too. Mm-hmm. He's just been holding that one in the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came up here in 2007, 2008, I was filming a little web series called Down to the End. And well, I played a cokehead, and I got into a little money situation with Jason, and you know, we just was beginning cracking on the acting thing, you know what I mean? So,
right.
You know, like, but to see this finished product here, the Got My Hustle Up, is major, is major. It's definitely major.
It's
man.
Funny how all of this is another thing that I like about the whole thing is because every cast member has an individual relationship with the director.
Oh yeah,
you see what I'm saying? And he took those relationships and told the story on screen,
man.
And it's just it's phenomenal, man. So. I just can't wait until
when you say on screen, and if you haven't been to the premiere, like, you know, I seen this movie 3 times, and when you say on screen, I'm thinking about your part, I'm thinking about my part, I'm like, you know, like, we fucking, like, that shit, it's like, it's so visual, you know.
Man, I agree but disagree. because you're right, you do. In the beginning, you look at everybody's individual, what they put in, but afterwards, I look at the rendered movie. I look at the one continuous play. You see what I'm saying? Man, when you look at the one continuous play, like, that's why I can't wait until I have my own physical copy, because I don't want nobody to be allowed to get up and go to get no popcorn. You shouldn't be allowed to get up. I mean, I know you have to.
I know I have my.
You have to
dump that shit.
But that is the only thing that I cannot stand. So it's when you get to watch the rendered straight through, man. It is just. It's a story that's unbelievable. It's funny. It's sad. It's scary. It's suspenseful. I mean, it's got the soundtrack is phenomenal. We spoke on that earlier in a couple pods, but just collectively, man, to think like, man, the team that sat down and lined all of that stuff together, and then shout out to the sound, man. You know,
Mousetrap. Yeah.
Definitely Mousetrap. Also, I believe ICB.
Yeah, shouts out to ICB College, right here in Dayton, Ohio. Mm-hmm. Those guys are fucking great.
Yeah, they got some great guys. They did their thing on that. You know what I mean? Because when you're in there, you feel like you can feel like each person on the screen is in a different part of the room with you.
That's how
it sounds.
Shout out to the guy. I can't think of your name right now, but shout out to the guy who did the color correction. Man.
Same guys.
Oh, wow. ICB, I forgot. All you guys are linked up. You know what? Shouts out to ICB College again. Let me give you guys one of these, man, for real.
Royalty Empire Energy Drinks. Pick up a case.
There's a lion inside of you.
You guys are great, man. You guys are great, man. Man.
Yeah, they. He actually came up to me at the premiere and said, he said, you Tuck. I said, man, who are you? He said, I'm the guy that did the sound. He said, I know you're from the screen. And he came down to the school one time, and I did. I was going to try to go in there.
Okay.
And I think I owed him $100 or something for something, and they shot me down. I was in the streets, and I really didn't want to go. I just wanted to learn everything I need to know to work my equipment.
So
I could be recording. I got everything at the house. I just ain't had a license. I wanted to be able to get me some money, but I got tired of staring at the screen. I wanted to be on the screen.
Straight up. So shout out to you guys, man, that got the patience to do that. Like I said, all the technical guys. Shouts out to Peso again, man, because you know, he really got on his Quentin Tarantino shit. He damn near broke his ass, bone, pause. But he did break the camera on a major scene.
I don't think we can tell y'all the full story of that. You know, I will got the rights to that story.
It's all good.
But I'm glad he's okay and the camera's fine.
Right. We got right back to it, you know, major scenes. Like I said, I like the slow-mo scenes in there. I like the cutting. Oh, man, you know, the angles.
It's not over the top, you know what I mean? I like the way that sometimes it fades to black and white on, like, reminiscences. It's really well put together, man. It definitely is. So make sure that if y'all got a chance, tonight at 7 p.m., Danbury Theater, 3800 Lions Drive, Miamisburg, 45458. Be there tonight.
Yeah.
Meet us there or beat us there, man. It's, you know, popcorn and pop. You know, I'm going to be honest. I went in there. I got the popcorn. The popcorn $7. I'm like, man, that's a lot. For real. That's what I was thinking. But, you know, it's always like that at the theater. So you ain't tripping. I get the popcorn. I get the slushy, and then she eating the popcorn.
That's movie shit, right?
Yeah, but I end up not even eating it all. So you don't need the $7. I say that out the gate.
Yeah, like, I think I got a little $5 popcorn.
I think you can go like $7 and get some bags. We need bags. So you can just sprinkle the $7 to about 5-6 different people. Right, $7 for $7, yeah.
Right, I've seen the baby bags that day.
Because that's the only thing. Like, I tuck mine under the seat. I done wasted $4-$5, you know what I'm saying? But the slushy goes too fast, so I would recommend that you get the small popcorn with the large pop fountain drink, though, because it's a big cup and you get your money's worth on the drink,
you know. And you know what, when you're really sipping those drinks,
and speaking of drinks,
Royalty Empire energy drinks, pick up a case.
There's a lion inside of you.
We're in Dayton, Ohio, and like I said, we created another platform, the Royalty Empire Energy Drinks platform, where, you know, you can be cool again. This is the positive energy that's coming from this beverage. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm not going to name or endorse, and I picked that up from you yesterday in the last podcast, and you definitely got to check out the last podcast that we did.
Check them all out.
Yeah, check them all out. You know what I mean? Check them all out.
Man, just the same way you're going to get on there and watch Power from season one straight through, and watching your star or your girl want to watch the Love and Hip Hop all the way through, start from season one, man, you better get to the front of the damn podcast.
Exactly.
Press play, roll up, drink. When you got to stop, pick up where you left off, rewind a little bit because you might miss something.
Because
it all go together, man, and I'm telling you, at the end of the, although we go to the end, at the end of the road, I'm telling y'all, man, y'all gonna want to be a part of this shit.
Yeah, man.
And we letting everybody be a part of it, man.
Yeah, it's big.
You know what I'm saying? It's not selfish. It's big and it's not selfish.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, we're gonna probably do another podcast where we do a sit down with the whole cast.
Speaking of which, I'm gonna tell you who already is coming in. I did confirm, and I spoke with Mailman Trey.
You know what? I like Mailman Trey.
You had asked me that the other day. And so I had spoke with him, and I had told him about the podcast and what we had been having going on and what we was putting together. And he said he just confirmed the date.
Right.
He said he's going to take off because now you know he just started his own business. Now, I don't want to get too much more into that. I'm going to let him introduce it.
What he's doing.
But he definitely, it's just been so many doors opening since the movie.
And let me tell you how.
I
got hip to Mailman Trey. First of all, I was doing, me, Lady Hawkins, we was doing some cross promo with DJ Dollar Bill and Marcy Rock. They had some things going. Yeah, they had some things going on. And we was doing some radio promo with Hot 102.9. Shouts out to Hot 102.9. And like my first night was like, it was Coogee Baby and Mailman Trey. And like I said, Mailman Trey, wow, man, his music.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, man, he's nice. Mm-hmm. And then the speaker, his scene in the movie.
Well, that motherfucker. Go ahead, tell me what you thought about it first.
I like how it transitioned because it gives, it's a nice transition scene, and shit like that really goes on in real life. And when you hear the soundtrack with Dirty Dan, that song, it's gonna get you pumped. Shouts out to Dirty Dan.
He always bring you that real. He bring you that real raw. For like, see, that's what the point of that. One of the points of that scene, at like right before the scene, that was the real actual news that was stating the facts that Dayton, Ohio, is the number one overdose capital of the United States
with the epidemic.
The epidemic, heroin epidemic.
And we're definitely gonna talk about that on another podcast. Definitely. About, you know, because that's serious about.
It's real serious. You know,
it's not nothing to glorify.
No, but it's something that we have to bring attention
we
to.
We have to bring attention to.
Yeah, to bring to awareness. So with that, you know, that the way that that was put in, it was written in there to bring awareness
right.
to how rough it is in Dayton. And it, I was blessed enough to actually be a part of that because the guy who owed, well, you know, the guy there's people that die in the movie. Let's say that. People die in the movie. And one of the guys that died was a friend of mine who had actually experienced
that shit,
this in their lives, you know. You know what I'm saying? They had friends that had died.
And you know,
based like that,
my,
you know.
My wife, Lady Hawkins, you know, this is extremely astronomical. I'm making up words and shit as we go.
Astronomical
woman, you know, I love her to death, man. And she was born addicted to heroin, you know. And, you know, for her to, for her to, you know, her mother OD'd on heroin the night of our premiere, you know, years back, though, you know. Ooh, what I mean.
Okay.
And for her to, you know, see herself on big on a big screen shows her the growth of where she's going, and you where can overcome at. Anything, you know. And so we definitely gonna bring awareness to this epidemic that we got going on in the city. You know what I mean?
Because it builds character in the lives of the people that it affects. And it affects everybody. Because if you know someone, then and you care about them, and they know someone, and something happens to them, then everybody's going to be affected.
Man, shouts out to Yellow Pain, man. He just done like 10 million views on his video that where he was bringing attention to the heroin epidemic in the Dayton, Ohio, man.
Him
and the I forgot Adam. Him and the guy Adam. He's on like American Idol. He's supposed to be going on doing some things. Yeah, he's a big guy. Like I said, those guys done 10 million views within a month. Yeah. You know,
shouts out to them. Everybody got their hustle up, man.
Brought
you know what I mean?
High energy drinks. Pick up a case.
But
there's a lion inside.
Question: where can they find you at, man? And what's all the social media links you got going on?
Well, you know what it is, man. I pretty much like to deal with the direct links. We haven't signed any contracts with anybody. We're not doing anything like that. If you want to contact me, you can contact me by email at Mr. Ronnie Brown. That's MR. RONNIEBROWN at gmail.com. That's my direct link. If you do Facebook, you can Facebook me at Ronnie Brown, and that's spelled the same way. And also, you can get with me on Instagram at Got My Hustle Up Tuck, or you can type in Ronnie Brown. So that's how we doing that, man. I ain't giving no aliases or nothing like that. Nice. You gonna get direct me, the real man, and that's how we coming. So link up with us, man. We willing to work, you know what I'm saying? There is definitely a fee, you know what I'm saying? But it's negotiable.
Yeah.
It's negotiable based on the project. That's just common sense. Y'all know how it go.
Straight up.
You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate everybody tuning in. We got our hustle up. Y'all got y'all's up.
Straight up.
If y'all don't, get with us. Now, I do want to say one thing before I get out of here, man, or ask a question before I get out of here, man. Have you thought about making the Royalty Empire energy juice?
You know, and speaking of beverages, you know, I got a nice 24 different beverage lineup. I got this sugar-free version of the energy drink that's getting ready to drop probably in like 30 days, maybe for the new year, with the new campaign behind that. Energy shots, five different flavors. I also have a ginger ale, you know, that's coming out. I can't give you guys the name yet because we're still going through the trademark process on that. But it is a ginger ale. The reason I chose the ginger ale because people, acid reflux, and you know, they like to mix it with different drinks also too, you know, and some people just love to have it. So we're gonna drop that, and it's all organic, you know what I mean? Natural.
That's my favorite word.
Yeah, yeah, natural products. You know, ginger is also good for inflammation and circulation for the body, you know what I mean? So anything on the beverage side, I want to definitely give you your B vitamins and your vitamins and minerals that you need, you know what I mean? So it's going to be a couple different beverages coming out. Yes, the juices, yes. But you know what, like I said, it's all about getting the formulation down packed, and you know, yeah, it's definitely going to be big, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely.
World Empire energy drinks. Pick up a case.
There's a lion inside.
And you guys, make sure you go to www.royaltyempireenergydrinks.com. Follow up on the events and see what we got going on. And if you have not got the ringtone that you've been hearing all through the podcast, get on the website, get the ringtone. I got a special gift for you. When you get the ringtone, I'm going to send you one of the support buttons. You guys pick up a case. You can also find me on Facebook, CEO Lucci Hawk. I'm on Instagram at Royalty Empire Co. CEO Lucci Hawk. Either one, you can holler at me on there. And like I said, you know, pick up a case. We doing big things. Got my Hustle Up movie tour. We at the Danbury Theater tonight, 7 p.m. Be there. We definitely want you to be there. You know what I'm saying?
Period.
You already know. Like I said, tune into the other podcasters, man. We going to flood the internet. We got links up for days. Tune in. Plug in. Don't be late. Got my Hustle Up movie tour coming to a theater near you. You already know. You already know.
Pick up a case.
Holla at us, man. It's all good.